This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello to you out there. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Ladies Night with your girl, K. Nicole, every Friday, 11 to 12. And you know, DJ Big Stu going to come right after. I'm going to be with him. And he's going to be in the ones and twos doing the mixes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for being here. You know, every Friday, I always come with the hottest topics, like the most talked about topics. I try to do it. And, you know, we do it with a little female twist to it, you know. But I'm a woman and, you know, it's my show. So I have to put my little stamp on things. You know how that goes. But always, I would love the fellas to always tune in and call in and make sure you speak your mind and let us know how you feel about anything we talking about. Today, from 11 to 12, from 11 to 11:30, I'm going to get into some Black History, you know, Black History Month stuff. I saved this for my last Friday in February. And I want to give a light to the women in Black History, like mainly the women inventors. That's my topic for today. My topic for today is women inventors, you know. You know, women always had a hard time with trying to get themselves patent or trying to even establish anything concerning what women wanted to do, especially back in those days, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know, a lot of these women made it more possible for the ladies today to do the things that they do now, you know? And it's a lot of facts in here I never knew about, and you know, and it's amazing to learn how much women contribute to our everyday living, you know? African-American women scientists and inventors have made significant contributions to the field of science and technology. It was only after the Civil War that African Americans could file and receive their patents. But women had to face many hurdles, reach their goals, and they definitely went through more struggles than the men did. Women all over the world have suffered due to sex discrimination in the United States. It was altogether different stories besides sexism. There was also a big racial factor. Of course, you know, racial discrimination, it becomes almost impossible for an African-American woman to overcome the shadow of hate and discrimination. There are some women who had the courage to defy the odds and achieve what others couldn't, you know. It has to be. Somebody always have to come and just go ahead. Sometimes you just got to think outside the box, you know. You got to do what's right. You know what's right, you know. Our first one, Miss Sarah P. Good. Miss Sarah P. Good was born into slavery in 1950. She invented a cabinet bed and was the first African-American woman granted a patent in the U.S. She owned a furniture store and noted that, you know, us in these cities' apartments and the city dwellings often had less space for beds. So she came up with a design that we know now is the hideaway bed. And you know how we use that. That's definitely a good factor for a children's room, you know, when you don't got a big room and you may have two children sharing the same room, you know. Get a hideaway bed. It's definitely something good that this Miss Sarah P. Good invented. And we have Miss Sarah Boone. Miss Sarah Boone invented a device to iron clothes effectively. Prior to her invention, people were forced to use a table for ironing clothes. In 1892, she received a patent for the device. Her invention was very effective in ironing the sleeves of ladies' garments. So Miss Sarah Boone invented the ironing table, which is something I didn't even know that, you know. I said this was a very interesting quest. This week's top inventors, women inventors. it was something I learned a lot doing this, you know. So we have next going, Miss Mary Brown. Miss Mary Brown was born on October 30th, 1922, in Queens, New York. In 1966, she applied a patent for closed-circuit television security systems. A female invented the security closed-circuit systems, you know. This is something I definitely learned during my research. The system included a motorized camera which could be slid up and down, peeping through a set of four peepholes, and the images which the camera captured were shown on a monitor. So, you know, Miss Marie Brown was the first one to patent a motorized camera television circuit system, which we call now the security system we use most of the time. And I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to get into some music. So next on my list is Miss Macy Jamison. Macy Jamison, one of the most famous women astronauts, May Carol Jamison, was born October 7th, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. On September 12, 1992, she became the first African-American woman to travel in space aboard Space Shuttle Evader. Jamison was the youngest child in her family and was inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. She says, "The best way to make dreams come true is to wake up." And I like her synonym on that. Jamison graduated from Stanford University, receiving a bachelor's in chemical engineering. Later, she obtained her doctorate of medicine from Cornell Medical College. Her first application for NASA astronaut program was rejected. Of course, you know, this is an African-American woman. The early 1900s, you know, there was definitely going to have to be a fight going on, you know. However, her second application was accepted, and she was one of the 15 candidates selected from over 2,000 applicants. She was one of the 15. She completed her astronaut training in August, and in 1988 became the fifth black astronaut and first female black astronaut in the history of NASA. That's amazing. Miss Jamison. Miss Macy Jamison. So that was a few for you. I have a list. A list goes on. I did my research. We're going to talk about women inventors throughout this whole entire night. You know, when DJ Big Stu get on the wheels of steel after 12 o'clock, you know, I'm going to come in and keep throwing a little facts to you. You know, I think everybody should know, and especially every female, especially the females that's trying to be spectacular, you know. And I wish everybody would try to be spectacular. But, you know, as always, this is your girl, K. Nicole, and you're listening to Ladies Night. Make sure y'all tune in. Y'all can call in to 914-338-1685. Or, you know what, call toll-free, 877-288-6883. All right, this is K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beast 2 Radio.
Said I'm a seed, do it, trouble it, so put it for repeat, my girl. Are you where me need? I'm a world. Girl, you are the hottest thing around here. One thing me want, you know me well, well prepare. Give me the thing, girl, I make me shift it in gear. She pull me close up and give me the stare. She whisper in my ear.
How deep is your love?
Give me the, get me dancing.
body this image, you make me feel so high, my girl. You make me want inside my world. And girl, you know for ask, make me reveal. But what's been you make you know the very real. You are the magnet, I am the seal. Strong connection, me know you feel it. So make me seal it.
Maybe you do fine as long as you don't lie to me and pretend to be.
Madonna featuring Nicki Minaj and M.I.A. I like that song, you know. I love me some Madonna. But this is your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. And our subject for tonight, our topic for tonight, is women inventors, African-American women inventors, Black American women inventors. I have to put both of those in there, make everybody comfortable. We went down a couple of people. Let me keep going down my list. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. Beast Stew Radio always got things going on 7 days a week. Shows popping. So make sure y'all listening too. I got a guest coming on. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. At 11:30, I have Miss Tanya Al-Qualik. Miss Tanya Al-Qualik is the author of Fear Is Not an Option. And she talks a little about her struggle and finding her center, her struggle and finding the understanding in her life. She's an intersex female, and she's going to talk about the changes and the difference that this path took her and how far her struggles has done. This lovely young lady is doing a lot of big things, you know. So when she come on here, make sure y'all tune in so y'all could definitely get all her information and, you know, check her out. Miss Tanya Al-Qualik, and if she's listening, I want to apologize if I'm saying your name wrong. I'm trying. I've been trying to pronounce it right all day. So when you get on here, you could definitely correct me. Again, K. Nicole, Ladies Night, and let's get back to our topic. Our topic is women inventors, African American women inventors. My next one down the line is Miss Roger Einliner Young. Roger Einliner Young was born in Clifton, Forge, Virginia, in 1988. She was a zoologist and a biologist, and the first African American woman to receive a doctorate in zoology. We doing everything. Zoology, astronauts. These women are unbelievable. Roger Einliner Young enrolled at Howard University in Washington, D.C. For y'all that don't know, that's a Black college, to study music, but later took up science courses under the guidance of Ernest Yvette Jess, who was her mentor and a prominent Black biologist. While pursuing her master's at Chicago University, she was asked to join Sigma, I think it's 11, a scientist research society in 1924. She made a significant contribution to the studies of structure that control salt concentration and perineum. That's amazing. We got another one coming down, Bessie Blunt Griffin. Miss Bessie Blunt Griffin was born November 24th, 1914, in Hickory, Virginia. She was multi-talented. Bessie Griffin was a physical therapist, inventor, and a forensic scientist. She worked with the injured soldiers during World War II, which inspired her to invent a device for feeding the soldiers. So Miss Bessie Blunt Griffin was the first one to invent a device, an apparatus to help amputees feed themselves. You know, her device was an electrical feeding device, which you deliver food through a tube, and you had to be controlled by biting down. Nowadays, when you have a feeding tube, they got the little clamps in the hospitals, you know, that are, you know. Oh, now they got the feeding tube. They got a little clamp where they take the feeding tube out. They got the little, you know, the little thing that stays in the body, and then you just hook up the feeding tube when you feed the person. So she invented the feeding tube per se, Miss Bessie Blunt Griffin. And we're going to keep going down the line. And I have so many women inventors. It's amazing that it took them to get, after the Civil War, to even get recognized for the things they did, you know. It's just crazy. I have another one, Miss Patricia Era Beth. She was born on November 4th, 1942, in Harlem, New York. She is an ophthalmologist and a laser scientist. Her significant achievement includes inventing a new device and techniques for cataract for cataracts, known as Lazo-Foucault. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, Lazo-Foucault. She was appointed as the first woman chair of ophthalmology in the United States at Drew, UCLA, Los Angeles, University of California, Los Angeles. In 1988, she received a patent for a device designed to remove cataracts with fiber optic laser. A female invented the cataract surgery. Wow, and hence moved on with eye surgery, you know. That's amazing. She was the first woman ophthalmologist at UCLA, Julius Stein Eye Institute, and first African-American surgeon at the UCLA Medical Center. That is beautiful. Miss Annie Ainslie was born on April 23rd, 1933, in Birmingham, Alabama. And she was the one that invented, she was a science, computer scientist who worked for Aeronautics and Space Administration for NASA, too. She was one of the first women in the team that developed software for the Contour Racket stage. In her 34 years of career, she developed and implemented computer codes that analyzed substitute power technologies, supported Centaur, identified wind, solar, and energy project for NASA. That's amazing. She also helped to determine energy conversion systems and alternate systems to solve energy problems. Listen, I know you got some scientists out there listening who understand that way better than me, but what we do know is Miss Annie Ainslie invented the energy conversion systems and alternate systems to solve energy problems in NASA. That's amazing. So we want to give our big shout outs to Miss Annie Ainslie. You know, in my research, it just made me want to be harder and go harder and do everything even more big, you know, to find out all these women invented such amazing things. We have women invented the stuff we use every day, you know. It's just crazy. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get into Madam C.J. Walker. And this is a well-known Black History Month female inventor. In 1867 through 1919, Madam C.J. Walker was a businesswoman, hair care entrepreneur, and a philanthropist. She was born as Sarah Breedlove Walker in Delta, Louisiana. Madam C.J. Walker developed a conditioning system for straightening hair and marketed a hugely successful line of hair care products. She went door to door to market her cosmetics and made a fortune out of it. Madam C.J. Walker was, in fact, the first African-American woman to become a millionaire through her own effort. It was only when she started going bald due to dandruff and other hair disorders, she initiated the idea of developing hair care products. She left two-thirds of her wealth to charity and she also employed thousands of African-American women and commissioned agents. That's amazing. The first African-American woman to be a millionaire, Madam C.J. Walker. Wow. Her daughter is an inventor, too, Miss Sarah Walker. She invented other hair care products, so you can look that up. And just the list goes on, you know. I love to keep going into this research about how many women invented so much, you know. We got Miss Neil. Hold up. Here we go. I got so many on this list. It's just crazy. Oh, man. All right. We went down Madam C.J. Walker. Miss Sarah Boone. Man, it's just endless of these women who invented so much, you know. I have another female. She invented the one that invented the soldier pattern. When she invented the pattern to help out the soldiers with the feeding tube, I just spoke about her. They didn't accept her pattern. You know what I'm saying? And later on, she went on to send that pattern somewhere else, and she made it. But and the United States didn't want to accept her pattern for the feeding tube for the soldiers. So, you know, this is your girl, Kay Nicole. I have more on the list. Like I said, I'm going to keep bringing you more and more of women inventors as the night go on. I'm going to play another song real quick. And then, like I said, 11:30, I got Miss Tanya Kwali. I hope I'm saying it right again. The author of Fear is Not an Option. She's going to be here talking about her book in about 5 more minutes. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. And let me put a little song on something. I'm
in the building
here
with Miss Kay Nicole.
Russ is always in here. But you know Big Stu gonna be here at 12 o'clock with on the ones and twos doing his things. Always Ladies Night Friday with the extended version. Tell him what it is, Big Stu.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the guest called the office and said that, you know, things are not running too good for them. They're still trying to get here, but we might have to do without Miss Tanya Aquila, if I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. But, you know, I want to talk about some of the, while you're doing the serious note, like for real, the real positive sisters are doing that. We have also had some sisters that did some ghetto things in Black history that I want to talk about that Kappa told me to bring up. So I got one sister, Miss Shamika Latwika Latwan.
Shamika Latwika Latwan? Laquan?
Yeah.
Wow.
She invented the hanger.
The
coat hanger. Well, first it was used to whip her kids. And
wow.
Then she started hanging her clothes up on it. And she found out one day after it was a hot day in Mississippi somewhere. And one day she was whipping the kids, and one of the kids' shirt came off and it got wet. And she put the shirt on the hanger and hung it up. Found out she made a hanger.
Wow.
So, Laquan.
What's her name? Say her name again.
Shamika Latwika Laquan.
Wow. Well, she invented something. Even it was.
I got one more.
It's good.
The Haley Janoiswa Watkins.
Oh my goodness! What did Miss Watkins invent?
She was the very first lady to shoot the horse and got the weave.
Oh my! Oh, she cut the horse's hair off. The first.
Yeah, she was the
woman.
First woman to ever wear horse hair in the horse hair. She's the first woman on record to ever wear horse hair.
Oh, hold on, we got to give her a big shout out, right, ladies? What was the first woman to do the weave? What's her name again?
Miss Watkins.
Miss Watkins.
I think
the horse
hair
off and made a ponytail.
The white women beat her down and chased her. Like after that, because there was a whole bunch of slaves running around with good hair for about 2 years.
Wow, she took all the horses' hair. They was ready to beat her up.
Yeah, but let me tell you, she did it with donkeys. But then now she's a horse. She started with donkeys and then she moved to horse hair.
Wow, that's amazing for you to just be like, look, I think his tail is nice and I can put that in my hair.
It took us 4 days to weave the actual first slave girl here. In 4 days, because they didn't have no straightening comb or none of the stuff that y'all got down to help it out. So, you know, unless you was in the big house with Master, you had nappy hair, you know what I'm saying? So she had to find all type of ways. I heard she even used to burn the horseshoe and rub the horseshoe against the head. I mean, she
made it straight. Wow. Now that right there is an invention. That took her 4 days to put in one weave.
Yep.
Just to get it right. That's amazing right there.
All right. I got one more for you. I'm going to let you get into the other black women that did real positive things. But I got to stay with the black women that did ghetto things. Loretta McCannon. The first woman to put, it was a woman who first, I want y'all to know that it was a woman who first put lemon in St. Ives.
Get out.
Yep.
She's the first woman to put lemon in St. Ives malt liquor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that? Like, that's amazing right there. Like,
she's the first person. She said one day on a summer day, she just felt like her St. Ives needed a little twang. And she didn't want the other twang, so she just put some lemon to get a certain kind of twang, a lemon zesty twang. She tried it different ways to get the twang, and the lemon was the best twang, and it caught on popular. And yeah, she's known. And now she's putting lime and cobra.
Lime and cobra. She's the malt liquor queen. What? It costs too much to put the lime in the Heineken or the Budweiser or don't go right with those ones? What's the problem?
I just want to tell people, you know, before you get back into your thing, make sure you check out the new TV show that me and the Kappa got coming out. It's called The Real Housewives of Harlem. It's going to be a real great show, man. It's going to show all the real housewives of Harlem, you know. And it's going to be a great show.
Listen, Beast Stew Radio is into TV now, doing movies. It's amazing, doing TV. Big things are going. Big Stew, big things are going. Mm-hmm. But that's thank you for letting us know who was the first inventor of the weave.
I got some more. I just want to finish.
All right, I'm gonna give you one more female, and then I gotta hear a little bit of this because you know what? Those little ghetto inventions, those are the ones that we are using now. No matter how ghetto they are, you know. Come on, DJ Big Stew, you like when they grow hair is flowing.
Yeah.
But all right, I got I spoke on Miss Sarah Walker, Madam C.J. Walker's daughter. She is an inventor also, from 1867 to 1919, she was an inventor and entrepreneur, created a line of hair care products, especially for black women. Walker, the daughter of Louisiana sharecropper and nicknamed Madam C.J., was the first woman to sell products via mail order and to organize a nationwide membership door-to-door agent. Madam C.J., is best remembered as one of the first African-American women of any race to become a millionaire. We said that. So you know what? Her daughter was on board, too. So her daughter, she passed the gift down, and her daughter was creating stuff, too. And I know many of you remember the Madam C.J. Walker products and line of hair care that was out there, you know? So there you go. Her daughter even was on board and you know, got her little invention on and carried her mother's legacy and did her thing to her line of, created her line of hair care. So, DJ Big Stew, go ahead. Let us know one more.
I got more than one more, though. There's a lot of famous ghetto.
Give us a couple.
All right. Miss Annie Petrie.
Annie Petrie.
Yeah. She's the first lady to eat dog food.
Oh, we could have kept her in the book. Okay, what was her?
Let me tell you something. She made cat food and dog food cake, and she... And the thing about it is she made it taste so good that she sold it at a school bake sale, and they didn't know until the kids started throwing up.
Get out of here.
And they asked her her recipe and what she put in it, and she showed the cans of Alpo and
All right, well, why would you take it to the school with the kids? Why wouldn't you take it to the dog show or something? And
she mixed them up. She mixed the Mighty Dog, the Alpo, and threw a couple of kibbles and bits in it, and some twiddles or whatever the cat eating with some seafood in it, and apparently a couple of. Apparently, like 75 kids got sick.
Wow.
75 or 80 kids got sick.
From the dog food.
She's the first woman known on record, African American woman. Woman, period. But she was African American woman. She cracked a can of Alpo
and make a cake out of it.
Yeah. Yo, I wanted to. My mother invented something, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah?
My mother invented the backhand swirl belt buckle hit.
Oh, the backhand swirl belt buckle hit. Man,
you knew how to sit in a chair facing the other way from you, and you could give a sigh or something, like you didn't really like what she said, and the belt buckle would come from any angle and crack you upside your head and snap right back in.
Listen, DJ Big Stew, let's be honest. Was you one of them hard-headed little Harlem dudes giving mommy a hard time? She had to create a special belt for you.
Back in my day, every belt was special. There wasn't none of these fake plastic belts these Africans are selling now. Belts was made out of real pure leather. If you had a leather belt back in the days, you know, people used to get with weight belts. I had friends that got weight belts that they used to put around the back to make when they pick up heavy things. I had friends that used to get put with weight belts.
Wow.
And it made them stronger. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you get whipped with a weight belt, you'd be strong. You know what I'm saying?
A weight belt? Wow.
That's like two steps from slavery. And it's just, I'm telling you, it was just, oh. Now, this is the first lady that hit the jackpot in the number hole.
Oh, the first lady to hit the jackpot in number hole. Oh, man, they have
19,
that on record.
Yeah, she broke down Dutch Schultz and Bumpy Johnson, both of them, back in the day. She had to see it for, I think it was $450,000. That was a lot of money back then.
Oh, I can imagine back then with those days, Bumpy Johnson and them. I can imagine.
But Bertha McKillar, she's the first lady to hit the number.
The first lady to hit the number in the number hole.
And let me tell you, she hit the number so well. That, you know, she was so nice with hitting the number that she wrote a book. I think it's called Lucky Something. They sell it in the store. You can kind of use it to try to get yourself some numbers to make it work. But she's the first black lady to hit the number.
You gave a year. What year you said?
1940-something.
1940-something. She could still possibly be holding on to a couple of dollars.
She's around.
She could possibly be. Who knows? But that's amazing. She hit the number in the number hole and broke the bank. That's amazing.
Oh, another thing is Petal Walker. You know when the wheelchairs used to break down and stuff like that in the hood, and sometimes you see an old lady being pushed by a shopping cart? Petal Walker was the first old lady that her wheelchair broke down and she was pushed from a shopping cart. Six blocks in the march. Her wheelchair broke down in the march.
What's the march?
The march on Selma. One of those marches back then.
Oh,
they just said the
her
march.
Wheelchair broke down during the march. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like it just...
They ran a key food and got her shopping cart and a trend just caught on.
Oh, it was a caught on thing for people to put their older siblings in a shopper cart and push them around?
It was basically the fact of the matter that, you know, a shopping cart was, you know... Huh?
It was convenient?
It was convenient. It had the same handles. You could push it, you know. Especially if you got a little older person, you could almost put them in a seat with, like, the little kids sit.
Oh, my goodness.
And if not, you had to kick off the other part and let them... Yeah. And the thing about it, you know, you couldn't go too fast. It don't have no brake. But you know what I'm saying? You could really push them far. Stow anything. Wheels are better than, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, the shopping cart was used to help transport a person in a wheelchair. Mainly the older people in wheelchairs. But I guess it helped out whoever had a wheelchair could get them far, probably far distance than those wheelchairs from back in those days, you know, that's correct. Wow.
I mean, I don't know. You know, these women are famous. Like, I even got down here the first black woman who smoked a blunt. I mean, I don't want to say it, but
So you got to go with that. Let me throw in a couple of black women in history that did.
Okay, yeah, you know, throw some positive. Cause, you know,
I can't really.
You got the history of making.
Listen,
like
but you
ghetto.
You know we can't. They're a little ghetto, but it worked. You know what I'm saying? So you know, but these ones just happen to have more doctorates to the inventions that they invented. But you know what? They got noted for the ones they did too. The little ghetto invention. All right, so we got Miss Barbara Askins. Miss Barbara Askins developed a totally new way of processing film. She developed a way to process film faster. So Ms. Barbara Askins found a way to develop film faster, which is crazy. Then we go down to Miss Patricia Bass, the first African-American woman doctor to receive a patent for a medical invention. And it's amazing how many women inventors, you know. The men have a hard time getting their inventions noted. So imagine the women. You wouldn't even know that they invented so much. Because you remember at one time during the war, the women had to really hold down everything, you know. They was the men working, you know. They worked on the cars. They worked on the missiles and ships and everything, you know. So these women had to find ways to get through everyday living, you know, find ways to help out our country, find ways to make their lives better, which in made our lives better, you know. So it's amazing. So we got Miriam E. Benjamin. Ms. Miriam Benjamin was the second black woman inventor to receive a patent. She received a patent for an invention she called a going and signal chair for hotels. Now, I'm not sure if the hotels still have this going and signal chair. It's like a little chair they used to have, probably for the high-class people in the hotels, probably the little whiteies. And you could sit in the chair and you could be relaxed, and then you could press this little button, and it'll signal the concierge or the butler or whatever that you know, you need some attention. So she invented a going and signal chair. Well, I never seen the chair. I'm not sure if they still have those chairs, but it probably was a great invention at the time. You know, you could just relax because, you know, back then they didn't have no phone, so they found a way to communicate through the chair. That's amazing. And I'm going to give you one more. We got to go back into DJ Big Stu because that's just amazing. Patricia Billings invented a distributable and fireproof building material called Geobond. It's a material that's used in, I'm not sure if they use it so much now, but they used to use this material when they build buildings and would fireproof the building. So, you know, Ms. Patricia Billings invented Geobond, which is a fireproof your building material. It's amazing. And let me give you one more. Kathleen Blodgett invented the non-reflecting glass. Oh, it's cool. You know, you know how they got the glass now where you're not getting the reflection right through the mirror. They got the windows now, even in a project where they got like a little tint on them, where you don't really get that little glare on it, you know? So it's just amazing. If we just go down the list, we got women inventors inventing from the hood side to the doctorate side, you know what I'm saying? So let's see what else DJ Big Stu got on the line. Remember to stay tuned in. Kate Cole, Ladies Night. DJ Big Stu has graced me a little early with his presence. You know, he about to come on in the next few minutes and get the wheels and stills going. You know how DJ Big Stu do it.
I couldn't wait to get on because I got a whole bunch of ghetto black women who need to get their recognition right now. You know that.
They got to get theirs,
you know,
too. Why not?
Let me tell you something about these ghetto black women. They've been mad Black History Month that have went by, and they have never got their recognition. And that's why I look forth to give these. Ms. Amber Rhee Wiecocki.
Okay. What Ms. Amber did?
She created the mayonnaise sandwich.
The mayonnaise sandwich?
She had 62 kids, and one day she only had 2 loaves of bread.
Wait. Take it back. You said how many kids?
Well, all right, take it in. Now, she also, she's a double inventor. I gotta get into the thing. She invented the way to beat the system to be a foster parent, too. She had 62 kids on record.
62 kids.
One day, she was left with, I think it was 3 loaves of bread and the free jar of mayonnaise. Back in the day, they could give you like a 75-gallon big thing of jar of mayonnaise. It was like real big.
It's crazy. You know how much mayonnaise is now?
I know. But this is a big jar. I mean, it was like a gallon of mayonnaise. And she sat down one day, and the kids was hungry. And she said, and it was called our wish sandwich. And she said, you know, I wish I could feed all of y'all. So what I'm going to do right now is put some mayonnaise, and all y'all wish for some. And, you know, the first kid said, I wish I had some turkey between this meat. He ate his mayonnaise sandwich with a smile. Third kid said, I wish I had some salami between this meat.
Wow.
And, you know, then it was the one kid that wished the wrong thing, wished this old lady would really stop feeding us this bread, right?
He got tired of that damn bread. He would eat a bread for days.
And then she invented another thing. Told him to go outside and break off a branch.
Oh, this is the first branch.
And the reason why they call it a switch is because he hit him so hard, his body kind of switched. Like, you know, he started walking with a switch after, you know. So the other kid was like, he switched. You know? And next thing you know, it was a switch.
It's amazing.
This lady created, she's a double, she's like a triple, she's phenomenal.
Listen, Stu, DJ Big Stu, I tell you right now, I done had a couple of those wish sandwiches back in the day, and I was definitely wishing something was in between. You know how we grew up. It always was bread around. Why was it always bread? It was always butter, always mayonnaise, and always rice. It's just amazing.
My next one is three women, but they fighting over who created this first.
Oh, shoot. They fighting over it.
Is Miss Cecil Jackson.
Cecil Jackson.
Miss Loretta Kahn.
Miss Loretta Kahn.
And Miss Althea Brooks.
Althea Brooks. And they're fighting.
They're fighting over who created sugar candy. You know when your mom used to make that candy with a little water and some grease and some sugar and it just hard, turned hard? And you swear to God you had candy, but you really just eat sweet residue grease. But
yeah,
back
yeah,
in the day, it tasted good. And it'd be hot. You got to wait till it cool off because if you get it, well, as soon as she pull it out of the pot, it'll burn your lip. But, you know, now they fighting over that. They trying to brand that, you know what I'm saying? They trying to say...
Brand it.
Yeah. Yeah, they trying to say they were the first one. Well, you know, all of them is fighting, you know. Some of them, you know, right now, we don't know who created the sugar candy, the water, sugar water candy. Not like the homemade candy.
Wasn't they all
afraid? I don't know. You know, they all live in different parts of the South. They all use different size pans, and, you know, this one used brown sugar, the other one used cane sugar. They got different recipes. But we agreed, you know, that, you know, it, I don't know, you know.
You know what? I'm going to give it to all three of them, because if all three of them are the ones saying they patent that, then maybe somebody else is the really one in patent it. You know what I'm saying? They might have got their ideas from watching somebody else. So we big up all three of y'all. Y'all should just invent the candy and split the profit.
But, you know, seriously, there's been a lot of women who've done Black history, you know, really good. You know, you name some real decent women that did their thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't, so what I'm saying, I don't mean no disrespect to Black history. I'm just joking with Kay Nicole, just coming out here, bugging out with
her. Yeah, of course.
You know, but, you know, you really named, you, a couple of the women you named really shocked me and really, you know, I was impressed, you know.
Yeah.
The security system was created by a woman.
Yeah, that's amazing, you know what I'm saying?
Trying to watch her man.
The video
I'm pretty sure she was, you know, I could see that happening.
You find out she the first one to take cheetahs.
Yeah, you know, I can see a woman creating that, you know.
Close
like,
circuit.
We're going to put a circuit on this mall. You know what I'm saying? Had the house wired.
And it was made of like 4 to 6 different little peepholes. She was looking at everything, make sure what you doing in there. But that's amazing, man. It's just the list goes on, man. I have more, and throughout the night, I'm a keep giving you more, and DJ Big Stu gonna keep coming with the ghetto.
Yeah, and I got some hip hop news and a thing. I got some things, more stuff about Chris Brown, and more stuff about a few other people that I want to talk about tonight. And you know, I'm doing good music, good, you know, Friday, good music every Friday right after Kay Nicole. I play that good music on Good Music Friday.
Yep.
So I don't know, you know, I mean, basically you did a great job. Like I said, I like the ones you're doing now.
I'm going to keep them going. And, you know, I still, you know, I'm so sad that my guest couldn't make it today. I'm definitely going to have her back on the show, Miss Tanya Al-Kwalik. I hope I'm saying it right. Because she's the author of the book Fear is Not an Option. And, you know, she's a intersex gender female Very busy woman, author, minister, motivator, success coach, empowerment speaker, you know, business owner, businesswoman, and she got caught up in a little bit of traffic, and it's okay. We're going to definitely have Miss Tanya Alkwali on the show because her story is very interesting. So make sure y'all check out that book, Fear is Not an Option by Miss Tanya Alkwali.
She's an intersex.
Intersex.
That's just, I don't know what that sounds. I never heard, you know.
Well, a lot of people did. I was hoping she came on and explained because, you know, until this interview, I never knew this part. I used to think that, you know, we all know that we have hermaphrodites, and then there's intersex. The intersex is a male or a female born with an outside appearance where the inside is different. Like a female could be born with the female appearance on the outside, but her organs and the insides are all male.
Oh my God.
I mean, listen.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of people that's living like this and they're very confused. So
I'm confused. And my stomach is
confused.
You
need to stop, all right? Because this is goes on, and there's people that live life like this and never knew this was wrong with them. They just thought something was wrong.
I'm so confused over here. I don't want to talk
about
it.
All right? You need to stop it. But it's very interesting. I never knew this. And Miss Tanya, I will definitely have her back on the show so she can enlighten us more of dealing with this and maybe inspire anybody else or anyone else who might be going through
these
difficult changes, you know?
You need to have the capo on that show with you, man. You know, he'll ask the questions for that one. I couldn't, you know, I don't know.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I should get the capo on there because the capo. I don't know. She might not want to talk to us no more, you know. The camera gonna come with something crazy, but it's definitely an interesting something I never knew. Intersex, you know. Make sure y'all look that up so y'all can get more understanding of what it is. And if anybody's going through that, make sure y'all check out Miss Tanya Alkwali's book. You know, Fear is Not an Option, and we're definitely gonna get her on the show in the near future. But you know, like I said. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. It's K Nicole.
Big Stu in the building.
DJ Big Stu about to take it over. But I'm going to keep coming through and bringing y'all some of them facts, you know, them Black History Women Inventor facts. It's just amazing how long that list is. And I had no idea until I started researching. You know, we knew the few that did it, but there's so many that didn't get the recognition they deserve. So I'm going to try to enlighten everybody with the facts. So, you know, anytime you can call in. If you got any history you would like to share with us, you know, stay calling toll free, 877-288-6883. This is your girl, K Nicole, Ladies Night. And we're going to get into DJ Big Stu. DJ Big Stu going to come in on the ones and twos, and we're going to keep hitting y'all with those facts and the news and whatever else is going on. K Nicole, Ladies Night, every Friday, 11 and 12. Make sure y'all stay tuned in.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew.
I'm in the building, Welcome is DJ Big Stu on the Good Music Friday. K Nicole and her crazy self talking about the stuff turning my stomach. You know, I don't know. Anyway, man, you know, I want to thank everybody that always keep tuning in, man, that always keep, you know, coming up, that always keep coming in, you know.
That always hold me down. I want to thank everybody. Now, today's show, I'm going to be talking about a few different things, man. You know, I got part two. Last time I had part one when I told you about when me and Kappa talked about the brothers that made the white guys mad, you know. The brothers that made the white guys mad, you know what I'm saying? Now I got part two. with the white guys that made the brothers mad, you know, with dating the sisters. Got a couple of sisters up here too that you know that you might bug out on. Also, I'm gonna be talking about the French magazine Ellie. That's a French magazine that's online. You know, they received mad complaints about a racist, you know, some racist statement they made about the Obama family and fashion, and they made a racist statement about black people with fashion, but it's based on they use the Obama family. I'm gonna be talking about that a little bit too, and also a lot of y'all was thinking about I remember a lot of people was telling me that Outkast was getting back together, but I guess that's not. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to happen. Andre 3000 made a statement publicly. And even though, you know, we was also told that they were supposed to be putting out a new album this year, 2012, Epic Records, is just not going to happen. So, you know, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to explain to you some of the things he said about that. All right? And we're going to talk. We're going to kick it out, man, because, you know, I got some information for y'all today. K. Nicole is going to keep coming back with some serious notes on some real women who really did stuff, you know. And I got my little joke notes on the sisters who, because I got to give together. I think all the sisters, you know, all the sisters, even the ones who did the positive things and the one who did the ghetto thing. I'm just joking. But yes, K. Nicole will be back with the serious note and all that. What we're going to do right now, man, is well, later on tonight, I want to play some stuff to Nate Dogg. I really want to do that. I want to play some stuff to Nate Dogg later on tonight, man, because I really was feeling the Nate Dogg. I miss Nate Dogg. But it's Good Music Friday, man, so we're going to get into some good music and do it how we do it, the way we do it. Big shouts out to, Much Talk. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to Hot Talk. Check out Mimi. She's real. If, you know, she's real. She gives you all the information on all the fashionable things, man. I'm talking to you about all the fashionable things about, you know, cooking and all that. You know, she does. I'm not cooking. I mean, like fashion and what's popping with iPods and what's the newest television and how you can make money. And, you know, she's just up on everything. She is so smart. You know what I'm saying? We are lucky to have her here. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know why she picked it Kappa to be her co-host instead of me, you know. I don't know why, you know, but anyway, you know, that's another story. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was the brains, but it turned out Chap was the brains, and I'm turned out to be just the mouth. That's what people are trying to tell me, but I'm not mad at that. But I'm going to get into some music. We're going to do this. Good music. Right? Yeah. Big That's how we do it.
For a second on the balcony, hoping you're down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. Not that you can't handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on.
Thank you.
not play Kelly Rowland because she's on this list. Yep, Kelly Rowland crossed over. Kelly Rowland, she's been seen lately hugged up with a, now, not just a white guy, nah. He's been held up with an older, when I say older, I mean older white guy. About a little younger. I mean, I'm not going to say he's Hugh Hefner age. Now, I'm going to say he may be a little older than Kevin Costner, maybe. Maybe about a couple of years older than Kevin Costner. But, yeah, but, you know, she's been seen walking the streets with homeboy. That's her, you know, that's her new man. That's her new boo. And she's not ashamed of it, you know. Now, this next one, man, you know, right now, remember, this, you listen to Beef Stew Radio. This is DJ Big Stew. I'm doing part two of something that me and Kappa did before. Before was the top situations where black guys made white dudes mad by dating white women. Now we're doing the flip side of this. You know, we had to give, you know, we got to be fair. We have to give the both sides because it goes both ways. Serena Williams. With Giga Dimitrov, he's a tennis player too. Him and Serena Williams is going down. That's what's popping. Maybe that's why the other brothers washing their beef. She changed up on him. And it's crazy. Now I'm going to tell you somebody else. Fellas, don't get mad. And this guy, she picked a nerdy guy, too, yo. I'm not going to lie. But he's a rich nerdy guy. Eve and Maximilian Cooper. Now, I know brothers is out there shooting the bullets and the guns and the gear. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Now, that's one that, you know. Yeah, Eve, y'all. Rough Rider, Eve, and you know, homeboy's rich now. Don't get it wrong. Smooth, you know, he's like one of those type of Facebook starter dudes. You know, one of those dudes that start something like that. But that's Eve. That's like him and Eve. They doing. You can see, you know, she looks like a whole different Eve now too when you look at her. You know, so. All right. So I know a lot of the fellas is bugging on that one. Tamara Mori, you know, one of the twins from Sister Sister and the one to play the game. She's married. She's, you know, dating Adam Housley. You know, so that's what's up. And also, Golden Brooks from the show Girlfriends with Tracy Ross and them. Yeah, Golden Brooks. She has a white boo too, fellas. So I just had to give y'all a little bit of something, man. Let y'all know what's up with that. You know, that was part two. You know, it goes both ways. We're going to get back into some story about Outkast right now, right? Andre 3000 now. First it was said that Outkast was going to be coming back, and everybody was really hyped up, and everybody was like, yeah, Outkast is going to be doing it. They're going to be coming back. They're going to, you know, Outkast was like a really dope group from the South. Some people might even say they had a big reason for putting the South on the map too. Definitely, you know, hits records because they had many hits. You know, between Outkast, Master P, and them. Big shout out to my man CeeLo, who was on the show last night. You know, all that whole movement. So everybody was looking forward to them getting back together. But he had a sit down with GQ magazine, with GQ.com, you know what I'm saying? And he says, man, right now, man, he's been just feeling, man, doing collabos. What he's been doing is a whole bunch of collabos with new artists, and he feels like that's what's keeping him alive. Like, the only thing he could do is rock with new artists right now. The new artists is what's making him feel like, yeah, I can still rap a little bit. He don't feel like none of the older artists, I guess, is motivating him. So he's been living and chilling off the new artists. So he's just going to keep vibing to that. He says he do plan to put out his own LP. But as for Outkast, he doesn't even know if that's going to happen or what is even going on with that. And he said that in a real negative way. Back to DMX, man. I'll tell y'all about DMX yesterday, man. DMX is... That's my man. Everybody love the X, you know. The X is home. he made a couple of statements. You know, the X was asked a few things, and, you know, DMX is DMX. He's going to keep it real. He's going to tell you how he feel about a lot of things. And a lot of people were shocked, you know, they asked DMX, you know, who he feel. They asked DMX about Drake, and he came off straight like, I don't like Drake. And he was so hard with it. He was like, yo, I don't like nothing about Drake. I don't like the way, I don't like his face. I don't like his hair. I don't like the way he walk. I can't stand his voice. Wow. He broke down like, I was like, okay. They asked him about Lil Wayne. He hit it with, we respectful. We cool. We all right. And they asked him again. He's like, we respectful. I, you know, we respectful. Like, you know. It's like, we ain't cool, we ain't like tight friends, but we respect each other. He gave it down like that. He said he's not impressed with Rick Ross. He's told Envy, as a matter of fact, DJ Envy. He says, I'm not impressed with Rick Ross. You know what I mean? Like, how much, you know, all he talk about is eating. And, yeah, you got this car, you got that car, and smoking weed. He said, how much weed can you smoke? How much food can you eat? I was like, wow, the X is coming hard. He only likes J. Cole. You know what I mean? That's who he's feeling right now, J. Cole. So that's what's up with that. I like J. Cole, too. So he's, you know, X is right with that. And he was real, man. You know what I mean? X was basically saying if he's not feeling the artist, if he's not liking the artist, he's not rolling with them regardless of what anybody say. And he was really real with it. So, you know, I figure a lot of cats might, you know, because, you know, there was also, you know, being said that Young Money threw a letter at DMX when he was in prison. And he said they did throw a letter at him. And he was like, basically, like, you know, he appreciate the offer, but he don't see himself being with Young Money. And at least that's a smart way of an artist looking. Another thing is he spoke about Jay-Z, which was very shocking. They asked him about, you know, the whole Def Jam thing, and he felt like, you know, he said, first you retire, then you get me off the label, then you don't, then you retire. He got rid of the competition, you know, and it's crazy because a lot of the artists, the big artists that was on Def Jam while Jay-Z was president, a lot of them have complaints on how Jay-Z handled their business, and I've heard that, you know, through different people. It doesn't mean Jay-Z is a bad businessman, but it's just maybe he's real shrewd, or maybe his brothers felt because he was a fellow rapper that he might just be different when he got there, but Jay might have gotten there and really just handled business like business as always. We don't know, but there has been, even LL has made statements about he felt that his product wasn't promoted the right way and his product wasn't cared. Cam'ron had been making statements like that. A few people have made statements like that, and you know, even Beanie Siegel, you know, and a lot of people that was on Def Jam, you know, it was like the room was made for the Rihannas and the Kanyes, and you know, it seemed like his team came in and took over and got deals, you know, got most of the bread through the table. So that's how other artists feel. But DMX spoke on that, man. He spoke on that. He basically was highly saying that he felt Jay-Z was just trying to get rid of the competition. We'll be back with some more stuff, some more news, man. We're going to talk about what Dream said about Rihanna and Chris, because he actually produced that song, The Cake. So let's get back to some more Snoop Dogg, y'all. Let's rock.
Beautiful, I just want to know your favorite. my baby bullshit. I get foolish. Smack a nigga that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow drovin', keep the flow moving. In a 6-4, me and baby who cruising. Body wagging, teary, get blue and had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping, hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing, and we gon' be together until your mom's moving. Got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. When you don't ask why I roll with a crew, when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. When on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Careless whisper from a careless meaning. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Cause complete control, I don't take too kind. Christina Applegate, you gotta put me on. I guess whose piece of the cake was Jack Bourne? She broke a wishbone and wished for a sign.
Yeah, I remember this joint. And it was sad because I remember this joint was hot and it was blowing up. They was doing their thing for a while. And all of a sudden, the first beef in rap. They was on the stage doing this, you know, you hear how it's done. Baby, you send me, you know, they had the, you know, they had the little, the DJs we was doing this little, and next thing you know, Boogie Down Productions, KRS, Scott LaRock, Kenny, you know, Kenny, what, I forget, but I know his name was Kenny something. The whole Boogie Down Productions crew rolled up on stage and just threw son in the crowd. The whole club started jumping. Boom, boom. KRS-One tore it down. That's I'm not gonna say that's not the first hip hop battle. That was the battle. That was the first hip hop beef. That was beef that was out. Like, that was the first time, you know, we seen publicly a posse walk up on the stage and just take over, like, what? Boogie Down Productions, you know, BDP, they came in there deep and took over the stage and started rocking their song at these cats' concert. Yeah, man, so I got some other news, man. Something that happened in Chicago. A Chicago man was suspended on Monday. You know, as suspended on Monday as president of a youth baseball organization after using the N-word in a posting about the death of singer Whitney Houston on Facebook. His Facebook post read, in part, "I'm sick of reading about this dumb, stupid nigga Whitney Houston, basically. I didn't realize I put it until after he, you know, I didn't even realize I put it in until after I sent it," he said. Kelly said his Facebook page is restricted for adult friends and family, but the former player's mother saw his comment and reposted it on her Facebook page and, you know, and the page. The woman who asked not to be identified said she reportedly reposted Kelly remarks so other parents would know about it. "If this is the same way he talks, what is he thinking when he has a black kid in the field?" Wow, that's the truth. She said, Kelly said he apologized to her last week. Kelly said he suggested that he attend sensitivity training, but he said it still will be difficult to change the perception that he is a racist. "I don't need the drama in my life. It's going to affect me hugely and my business," said Kelly, self-employed tradesman. He said the children will be exposed to taunts that he's a racist. And Kelly will continue to be a member of the league's board, but he is banned from coaching. When, you know, coaching for 1 year, active president Jim Hazel said the board struggled to know how to deal with the situation. He's wrong. He knows that he apologized, and how you deal with it is your debate. It's up for debate. But that's something to let y'all know. That happened in Chicago, you know. I mean, like they said, man, we can't even let Whitney rest in peace, man. We trying to let Whitney rest in peace, man. It's just crazy. They're talking about Reggie Bush and this girl, Kim Kardashian, and planning to elope, but I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's saying no, but, you know, they saying he's, you know, she's trying to, they getting back together. A few people that got back together. William Durrell, Puckett's actor, dies at 88, you know? William Durrell, a diminutive character actor whose plucksiness and understated comic flair intervened Broadway shows, television series, and Hollywood Films, died at his home in Manhattan December 26th. He was 88. The cause was respiratory failure. Mr. Dow, who was less than five and a half feet tall, weighed not quite 140 pounds, was never a star, but had Shiley, Ruckus, and Pepperchley, I don't know what that means, boy, it's mug. That had added the spice to roles of cab drivers, shoesmen, butlers. You know what I'm saying? You see them in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's what you mainly know him from. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely in the mental institution. Well, passed away. I didn't really know he was 88. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up, man. You know? I mean, that's not what's up, but you know, you learn something every day. I try to learn something every day. We are here. We're talking about French magazine Ellie. You know, they have French magazine that's on the net. They made a statement. There's a lot of statements going on these days, man. I don't understand what's going on, man. It's crazy. I don't know if all this stuff is just falling in my lap this week. It seems like I'm always talking about a racist statement or something or whatever, but it's what's out here. You know, French, you know, Ellie is a French magazine, fashion magazine, has received mass complaints for their racist statements on their blog, and the blog stated black fashion power by, you know, saying now that black people finally stepped up into the fashion ranks because we have a black president. You know, it was, I guess it was one of the writers. Let me look here and see who was the writer that wrote this. I think I have her name here. But anyway, one of the writers said, oh yeah, Natalie Dolivio. She's, you know, she wrote in her book that artists like Erykah Badu and Rihanna and Zoe Saldana, you know Zoe Saldana, you know, y'all know who that is. They says that they the only ones that know right now. They know what it is it takes to have style and fashion. I'm saying, I'm gonna talk to Mimi about that one tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Saldana, Zoe Saldana, yeah, and Rihanna and Erykah Badu, and they all dress a little, you know. Some may say a little weird, a little strange, but yeah, basically she says they know what style is. They saying now ever since, you know, Obama and his wife, that now blacks have, you know, a little style fashion. They not scared to, you know, we dress more than just the average jeans and t-shirts. That's deep. There's a whole bunch of stuff out here in this world, man. I just want you to know that it goes both ways. It goes, you know, racism, whether it's black against white, white against black, black against yellow, yellow against black, yellow against white. It's not called for, and it's not good, and it's not cool, man. To each his own. Everybody love their own. You know, you can still be real prideful and stuff like that, and don't be racist. You can still love your people and your country or whatever. It don't have to be racist. There's nothing wrong with being prideful. And that even goes for a Ku Klux Klan member, long since, if you know how to not be racist. Don't judge people for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Judge people for what they've done to you. You know, don't judge for never met a man or never even been around a man's culture. And all you see is what they portray of a man on television. And that's what I see on the other hand, too. And you might be a good person. But if I judge you on what I see on television and what I know that you undercover under a sheet, I'm just going to first thing, you know, I'm going to think the first thing negative about you. So, you know, that's what's good. You know, that's why it's good sometimes to have shows that we all speak about certain things, you know what I mean? We speak out. That's what's good about the power of voice, because you can talk about whatever you want, man. You know what I'm saying? You can say, well, I'm talking about this. And some stuff is not good that you hear. Some stuff is good you hear. Some stuff is informative. Some stuff is educational. It all depends on what you get out of it. You know? So we're going to get back into some more music. Got about another hour to go. But I'm going to come holler back at you.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Choco stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can start to kick. Scandalous, get a whiff of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blissed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling and the seats recline. I love it when I'm late. Liquor with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you could never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl Jane Doe was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz getting sniffy with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, smooth, you're starting to slip. Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? At first she said no. But I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, Gambino, or Gotti. I don't deal coke, and furthermore, you're making me broke. I'll put you in a rehab, and I won't tell your folks. And what do you know, at 18 months, she came home, and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Yes, this is your girl, K. Nicole, and I told you tonight I'm going to keep bringing you more facts, more women inventing inventions, and more facts about women inventors. We got Miss Helen Free. Miss Helen Free was the inventor of the home diabetes test. That's amazing. And we got Betty Graham. Betty Graham invented the liquid paper, which is whiteout. You got Mary Philp Jacob. She invented the bra, ladies. God for her. And we got Major Stuart Joyner invented a wave machine that would allow your hairdo to stay and the style for days, which, you know, and hence invented the hot curlers and the machines we use that I have our hair. You know how we do it. We got our hair done. You're making sure that style lasts for at least a day or two before I mess up. And that's K. Nicole with Women Inventions. We know we're doing history on women inventors. We want to let everybody know that women contribute to a lot of everyday living and invention with the inventions they made. So, you know, make sure y'all stay tuned in. Beast Stu Radio. It's K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu, and the ones in Stu. Let's get back into that music.
I got you shook up on your knees, cause it's all about the dog in me. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. I want a freak in the morning, a
know that I'll do for you.
But time on how I feel and what's on my mind. Is you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be. Bubble bath ready so I can rub you with night cream. And watch how gentle I'll be when I rub your back. And after that, just in a ring, cognac. A little romance from the quiet storm. And a lot of loving for the whole night long. I'm gonna caress your body and give you a kiss. And rub you down where you've been missed. Nibble on your navel and kiss your thigh. Play with your hair, cause I'm on a love high. Well, I don't know, it's the way that I am. Introduce me to your mother and I'll say hello, ma'am. Well, I don't know, it's the way I was brought up. Respect my female and never get caught up in another affair. And I believe the same, and if you try to be flex, then the doors will open.
I'll do for you. my women, don't forget about the dean. Just that I'm the most the king, yo. About a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air and look two shots in the atmosphere.
Never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man?
Yeah.
You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him.
Yeah.
If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum.
Minimum.
You still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Now sit inside your head. Women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yeah.
Stop pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking heart breaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the steam and stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Right within. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
With the kids. Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ, play another from the Prince of this Your Highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. And get shit, y'all. And you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like
na 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 na, getting jiggy with it, getting jiggy with it, getting jiggy with it. Yeah, got some news for y'all, man. Keep y'all up on the news, man. Olivia wants you to know that she's good. Plus, she talks, you know, she's gonna talk personal to this magazine, you know. Olivia from Love and Hip Hop, man. In this next interview she got coming up. She's going to be talking about everything from personal style to drama that went down, you know, on the show, Love and Hip Hop. You know, when Olivia was asked, would she ever do a mixtape with Samaya Reese, she supposedly just turned around and told the interviewer, can we please move along? You know, Olivia did dish her thoughts on styles and inspires what inspires her fashion and what thoughts on her portrayal in a reality TV show, you know. So check that out, you know. A lot of them don't like the way they were portrayed on that show. The Dream is mad. The Dream, well, he's not mad, but The Dream basically stating that he was made out to look like the bad guy during the divorce of him and Christina Milian, you know. The Dream really recently visited Power Night 105's Breakfast Club and talked about everything from his recent music releases to his divorce to Christina Milian and to the thoughts on Christina, you know, with singing with Cash Money, you know, to his divorce settlement, to writing, to, you know, his discussion is from her singing with the Cash Money to his divorce settlement to writing for likes of Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and many more, you know. That's a lot, you know. So I'm gonna bring that up to y'all a little bit more. They talking about Toni Braxton, but they talking about her in the good. They were saying at the nominee night at the Academy Awards, she was wearing a stunning black dress. Mark Bauer. Mark Bauer, to seems to, you know, be one of Toni, you know, Braxton's famous, one of her best, you know, go-to designers whenever she got to go to an event, anything that's really chic, you know. And that's it. Candy Burris from, you know, Real Housewives, she's getting down right now. And getting her own show, The Candy Factory. She will be, her show is going to be like two contestants is trying to make it. Do you see what it, you know, see if they got what it takes to make it in this music industry. And she's the one that's going to make it happen. She's going to set them up with choreographers, designers, and all that. And she's going to be, you know, the one putting them through the trials and tribulations, man. So that's really good, man, for Candy, man. She came on Housewives of Atlanta late, but she seemed to be doing her thing. And we know she got money because she produced a lot of stuff. Is Lil Wayne expecting another baby? There's a rumor going around in the industry that Lil Wayne was expecting baby number 5. You know, he with his new girlfriend, Dia, you know. was one, you know, was supposed to be the one who's expecting. So that's what they said. Basketball wives, they got the sneak previews going on and all that. Miami 2, episode 2. They actually nowadays got 8 basketball wives. How? They got 8 of them. I never know how they do it. You got girls trying to just be basketball wives now. Another rumor in the game is, remember, you know, remember my man Rich Dollars from Love and Hip Hop? You know what I'm saying? They saying that him and the one Erica Mena, the one that was supposed, you know, arguing with Jules' girl, they say them two is dating. Now, you know, mind you, Rich Dollars was Olivia's manager for the, you know, but they saying them two is dating, Rich Dollars and Erica Mena. They've been seen everywhere together. Well, the bug part about, we remember when he said he was interested in taking her out, and he was interested in her music and all that. I guess he got a lot more interested. Hey, that happens. That's what it is. The Dream, the Dream is like, he released a new snippet titled Rock. Not sure what Rock stands for, but I'm not sure if Jay-Z is going to like it in the least, you know. Anyhow, the new joint, you know, is featured on Dream's album, and Rock will premiere, you know, I think it's premiering tonight on Vivo. Yeah, so Nicki Minaj, you know, she basically been talking about selling out. Everybody's questioning Nicki Minaj on selling out, rapping, and making pop hits. So that's what's up with that. And it's a lot of news, man. I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna come back, probably chop it up a little bit more before we get up out of here. Got about 29 minutes. You feel that? I'm real talk. I got like 29 minutes. So now I want to do something, man. Try to get some Nate Dogg in there and all that, man. Let's do it. Let's do it right.
I bestow upon you all my happiness. I'll grant you peace of mind and deliver unto you all my love.
Oh, mind, and she was looking fine. She was talking, she told me she loved to unfold me all night long. Ooh, I love the way she kicked it from the front to the back, she flipped it. And I, oh, I, yeah, hope that you care, 'cause I'm a man who'll always be there. I'm not a man to play around, baby, 'cause the one night stand isn't really fair. From the first impression, you don't seem to be like that, 'cause there's no need to check, but there'll be plenty of time for that. From the subway to my home, and it's ringing off my phone. When you're feeling all alone, all you gotta do is just call me, call me.
like Lex, sitting on 28. No, you can't get her if you ain't got clinic cake. ACL Georgia, booties look like this size. 23 waist, pretty face, big size.
I can do big,
black and beach vibes, baby.
Oh,
Standing by the party, said it's gonna be cracking. Cause I'ma try to push, I tell them push to the bend. Cause when it's over, straight parking lot, pimping. Once I find my keys to the ride, hit the spot around 11:45. Everybody know that's when it gets hot. Tonight I'm gonna find a little shorty for a play at a concert.
I need a hot girl for me.
Girl for me, yeah.
Sexy little mommy.
Mommy, yeah. Knows how to turn me on. Breaks me from the night to the early morn.
What
you want?
See a baby girl on front, no.
Hair's live and nails done. Look cause she got one. That's the kind I like. Spot a shorty, ice so bright, baby, lighting up the party. She got the bottle fitting right on her body. 36, 24, why could I let it just be? I posted with the game on tight.
She's
the kind of flavor I like. She's double supper later tonight. I'm gonna do it.
That good music that we keep the ascension going. Tune in tomorrow night to Hot Talk with your host, Me, and the Kappa. They'll be in the building doing their thing, so make sure you tune in for that. It's a Beef Stew Radio Hot Weekend. You know you're going to have your man Drinks on Russ on Sunday night, so make sure you tune into that, too. So I just want to say good night to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And Kay Nicole's in the background saying good night to everybody. So this is what we're doing. You know, I love that Tyrese joint, man. I remember my man Tyrese used to be doing it on the back of the bus. Now he's a big-time star, the Fast and the Furious, you know. But, you know, that's how it do. We grow into success. We do what we do, and if you stick with it, man, they always say if you stick with what you do, you're going to be successful, man. So Beef Stew Radio, man, we here to stay. Ain't nobody knocking us off the box. Once we in the building, we in the building. Beef Stew Radio, Showboat, P-Dash Media, forever, baby. That's how it's going down. Rock, don't stop.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.